Let's turn, let's read John 3:16 together. We do that, do that this morning. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, I'm going to read this particular scripture. I think it's necessary because it's in the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. It says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. And I like what the New Living Translation says. It says, test yourself. That doesn't mean you go tell somebody else it's you're not in faith. It says, test yourself. The Message Translation says, test yourselves to make sure you are solid in the faith. Don't drift along, taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. You know, I was thinking about what Pastor Jesse was sharing this morning about his garden. He came in all excited. What did he come in?
Excited.
Say it again. He came in
excited
about his garden. Interesting, isn't it? He came in
excited
about
his garden.
So now he's excited about the harvest before the harvest. See? Wonder how many of us are excited about the unseen. See? But he had confidence. See, now here's the first thing. And I wanted to read this scripture because What did he do? He wanted a garden. So he had a desire for something. How many of us have a desire for something? We desire more money. We desire health in our body. We desire something. Whatever that something is, you desire that with all of your heart. You desire that. And you're examining. You're saying, I want this. So did Pastor Jesse. But if he had just sat down and desired a garden without first doing what? He had to research. He may have had some experience, but now he's living up here a little further north. He's got to find out what things grow differently or better up here than maybe where he lived before. He's got to figure out what kind of soil. He may have researched a little bit. He decided, I want this kind of fruit or vegetables in my garden. He decided. And then he had to do something. What? He had to step out. He had to make a move in that direction. See, now it may not have come without some opposition because he got critters in his yard. He got rabbits and he got deer, a lot of deer. He got turkeys. He got all kinds of stuff. Animals that may do what? Eat his garden. See? So he could have had, oh man, they ate my garden. Just sat right down, did nothing about it. So he had to put some things in place to do what? Protect his garden. So all the while, he's examining, first of all, himself. He wanted a garden. He had to do some things. It's no different than us. We want to be more effective with God. We want to pray more. We want something. We want more of God.
Amen.
Okay. So what does it take? Examine that. What does it take to get more of Him? See? So now you could find out Man, forget it. I'd like to have a garden. But man, when I found out what all is involved, I'll just go to the grocery store. Forget this. See? But you know, a lot of us, when we find out what's involved to get more of God, I'm not sure I'm ready for that. That's a cop-out. Because then why did you desire it? See, if you desired that, then God is putting something in your heart for desire to seek and to pursue Him. Take baby steps. See, this is what stepping out is. Faith takes steps. And a lot of times, we want to go from here to the other side of the room in one big step. And a lot of us get disappointed because we don't see. We go from seed to, I'm picking it off the vine. It doesn't work that way. And there are steps that we have to take. We may say, believe for what you have confidence for. See, if you don't have confidence for something, it'll sure tell. You'll know it. You'll say, I don't know if I can believe for that. When you can believe for something, you have confidence. You're persuaded. And no opposition that you confront will get you off of that. You just got it. If somebody came and said, you won X amount of money, or you got this, or you know, you've become the recipient of this, if there was some opposition, would you just lay down, or would you, if the person's word was so, you'd be on it? How many have insurance policies? How many have had to make claims against their insurance policies? A lot of us have. Did you just sit down and go, that's all right? No. You said, I paid for that. I paid for that. And I'm getting that. And so it's the same here, that God is saying, examine whether you're what? You're in the faith. Test yourselves. And so we need to test whether we're in faith. And one way you find out if you're in faith or not is if you're persuaded. Are you convinced? You're confident. Absolutely persuaded. And what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. What's the evidence? That confidence, that persuasion, that faith is the evidence of things not seen. So when you don't see it, when you are in faith, you're not moved. You're not moved. And so what does that mean? When I have faith, living faith, faith that's alive, steps and keeps moving in the direction that God has told us to go in. You're not hindered. You don't stop. You keep moving. It may seem silly, but you're moving in that direction. Why? Because you're convinced. You're persuaded. And the first thing that we always want to make sure is, was it God that told you to do that? That's the primary thing. Did you have a prompting? Did He speak to you? Was there something in the Word of God that you saw as a promise that now it's revelation to you? You understand that. And now what does one do? I take it by faith. It's mine now. And you're not moved off of that. How does one know they're not moved off of that? Every time you think about it, you're saying, I have that. It's coming to pass. How many, let's turn over to Hebrews 11 for a moment. You know, when you look at Hebrews, we can back up a moment in that chapter to chapter 10. But Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 35, we can actually start in, because that's a good spot to start. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. But it says, cast not away, therefore, what? Your confidence, which has what? Great recompense of reward. So there's a reward for not casting away your confidence. For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man does what? Draws back. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. So you can see here he's comparing faith, living faith, and doubting, isn't he? The just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that do what? Believe to the saving of the soul. So living faith acts. Living faith is something that steps out towards the unknown or the unseen. And if God tells you to move in that direction, he's not going to show you everything. Most times won't. I'd say most all the time won't. You just say, go over here, and won't give you all the details. And faith moves in that direction. You've heard all the examples. We're living here in this place. We're living in a place that's a miracle. This is a faith miracle. This building, this property, everything, this ministry, I'd say most of the major things that have been accomplished, a lot of it's hard work, but the major things that have been accomplished in this ministry have been faith victories, faith things that God has directed. And those in charge moved in that direction, not knowing. And the things had to unfold with opposition. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. But you can continue down in verse 6, and it says, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Is he a rewarder of those that draw back? No. So we need to not draw back. God is speaking to this congregation, been speaking, that he's moving. Things are shifting and changing. And he's saying, come up, step up, and step out. So obviously that word, for every one of us, there are things in our life that God, at the level that we're all at, various levels, but he's saying whatever he's speaking to you, step up and step out. That means God has revealed things to us individually and corporately that we need to take hold of and step out. And not be thinking about the how. How is that going to happen? How can I do that? Faith trusts God. So when you're trying to figure out, well, how are we going to do that? That doesn't sound like trust. That sounds like trying to figure out. Sometimes in faith, he's just going to have to take a step. So living faith acts, dead faith does not. Faith without works is dead. So God is speaking that we're all at a level, all of us are at a level where he's now going to expect stepping out.
Amen.
Stepping out. The words that have been coming forth. You know, like with anything, you know, God has a perspective of things. It takes time to develop. I believe there was a word that went forth to this ministry by Kenneth Copeland that said it took 24 years to build the foundation in this ministry. And he said, some things take longer to build because of what it's going to have to support. So sometimes the development process may take longer in this church because somebody would say, well, we've heard this before. We've been taught this for 20, 30 years. Right. And so he's saying some things, the development process may take longer here. Not that we don't know, but there's a digging down deep. Isn't that what the scripture says? That when that person who was building that house on the rock, it says they dug down deep and built on a rock, so that when the winds and the storms came, that house couldn't fall. And so whatever God has decided to do here, he's decided that it's going to take some time to build the foundation. But I believe that foundation is done. And he said back in that time, I believe it was 05, he said, the foundation is completed. And now I'm beginning to build the house on top. See? So we're at that place. And God is now saying, okay, it's time to step out. It's time to move. It's time to reach out, stretch out. If you could figure it out, think about this for a moment. If you could figure out what God was trying to tell you to do, would that be faith? No, because you could see everything. You'd know everything. Faith moves out and doesn't know. Doesn't, what does it say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith calls those things in Romans 4, 17. Faith calls those things that what? Be not. So he's going to have us do things that and say things two things that be not. So he's going to show us something that be not.
Amen.
And he's going to expect that we speak it and speak it and speak it and be excited about it for a period of time. Amen. So living faith works by speaking, not just by believing. So faith without works, without speaking, is dead. Faith, you know, people will say, well, I'm believing God. I'm trusting God. And that's good. But faith, living faith, is not just believing. Living faith is believing and. Is that not true? Believing and. How many have living faith? I have living faith. Living faith will get your bills paid. Living faith will work in your body till it responds and changes. Dead faith won't get your body healed. Even if you're believing and God is having you go through a medical process, let me tell you, you better believe God.
Amen.
That he worked through and with the doctors, even to the degree of him sending you to the right doctor. You better be using your faith.
All right.
So dead faith is just exactly what it is, dead. Living faith is producing something. It's alive. Amen. Where were we? I'm just speaking here for a moment. So drawing back is the opposite of stepping back. Drawing back is indicative of doubt, isn't it? If I draw back, that means I'm not in faith, I'm drawing back. That's exactly what this was sharing here. The just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back. So that's the opposite of faith. That's doubt. But in chapter 11, you can see all through the chapter 11, you can see how all of those that are mentioned in this great chapter of faith, it talks about each one of them, you can see where they stepped out, don't you? It says, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of what? His gifts, and being it, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. So somebody here, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. He did what? He had to have obeyed God. What was the proper sacrifice? He stepped out. You can see here. By faith, Enoch was translated. Well, you can go through the book of Genesis. Now, you know what's interesting? You can look in Genesis chapter 6, and it says, Enoch walked with God. But if you go over further down, it talks about Noah, and it said, Noah walked with God. Interesting. So they both walked with God, but Enoch was not. So there was something, not that Noah didn't please God, but there was something that Enoch did that pleased God, and he was not.
Amen.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, did what? Moved. He acted. I bet he was sure pleased when it started to rain. He said, thank God I moved with fear. By faith, Abraham, when he was called out, was called to go out into the place which he should after receive for inheritance. He did what? He obeyed. So he acted. And so I'm just sharing, the Spirit of God is saying, I'm kind of hooking up with this because that's what the Lord put in my heart a few days ago. Wherever we're at, those things that he's asked us to do, step out. That's the word of the Lord. Come up and step out. Come up and step out. Whatever that is. He's not asking you, unless he is, if he's asking you like, where Pastor Jesse, Pastor Judy, he spoke to them. They had to do what? Step out when they heard the Lord. They had to step out and obey those directions. So what is he asking each one of us to do? To step out and to do something. Don't look at the impossibilities of it. Look at the possibilities. Faith, living faith, stepping up and stepping out pleases God. That's living faith. That pleases him. So you can see here, further down in here, it talks about Sarah. It says, Sarah, after Sarah, through faith also Sarah herself received strength. She did what? She received. So she had to receive strength to conceive. She could have just not received, right? By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, verse 17, did what? He offered up Isaac. And you can go down further. They're all by faith. Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. They had to act. They didn't receive the decree. They hid their son. They didn't obey at that point. They didn't obey the laws of the land. They obeyed the voice of the Lord. So we can see for all of us that God is looking for each one of us to examine where we are and make some steps in the directions that God has prompted us. And that's the word of the Lord today. It's not complicated. I think we complicate things. We complicate by trying to figure out. And God makes it simple. How simple is step out? That's pretty simple. Because he'll give you a direction to go in or some instructions and he'll say, just do that. And we complicate by trying to figure it out. So for all of us, the word today is to come up and step out. Come up, to me, means he's saying come up a little higher in our faith. And when we do that, that means I'm examining, I'm reaching out, I'm seeking him for direction. And then he's going to give us direction. And then once we have that, we're to do what? Step out. Step out. So it pays to step out. There's a reward. Amen. Hallelujah. God is expecting us, keeps ringing in my heart, to step out, to step out, to step out, to step out. There's things that he's put on our hearts here in the ministry. We're going to have to step out. We don't understand a lot of it. We're not trying to figure it out, but if it bears witness, we're going to start moving in that direction. Do we know everything? No, but we're going to start taking some steps in that direction. And when you do, things start, people come, things change, doors open, and you know you're on the right path. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just keeps stirring that here. There's folks here that just are wrestling with some things, and God is prompting to hook up and take hold of his instructions. Take hold of the word today. Amen. So we're going to have to step out doing what? What does that say in Hebrews? Let me go back here, Hebrews 11 and verse 8. It says here, talking about Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was what? Called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. He went out not knowing. So it's okay not to know. You just take the directions that you're prompted and you move in that direction. Sometimes, I'm going to share this, that sometimes we're too quick to want to hear a voice or receive a word from someone. And that's good, and that's scriptural. But sometimes we're waiting for a word when God has been dealing with us all the time. There's been a nudge to do something. There's been this pull in your heart, or you know the difference. There's this unction. You just feel like I should go this direction. And some of us are waiting for a voice or from a word or for a word. And that is scriptural. But when you have an unction by the Holy Ghost, begin to take a little step in that direction. Just move in that direction. Trust him. Amen. Glory to God. I think I'm going to close because we're the word of the Lord today is come up and step out. So he's saying for all of us, and the word of the Lord that was spoken this week was, Seek him more. Press in to him. Seek him more. That's examining. That's like, I want a particular thing out of my garden. I want more of God. I want more of his presence, his power working in and through me. We all want that. But we need to examine how we get there. And for all of us, it may be different. But the end thing is that we're going to have to press in to him. That means spend more time with him. Spend more time praying. Spend more time examining the scriptures, reading the scriptures, meditating on the scriptures, pressing into him, and then he will give all of us different instructions to do. Amen? Because each joint supplieth. So I'm trusting and believing, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm spending more time. I've already taken those steps. As busy as your day may be, I'm carving out time to pray more.
Yes.
I'm carving out more time. I'm making a choice. The word of the Lord came to me personally and said, it was on this floor, said, don't let the devil frustrate your purpose. That was the word that came to me. Don't let the devil frustrate your purpose. You've heard from God. Don't let him. So what does that mean? I could just sit and whimper and say, and have a pity party. But no, you've got to make a choice. If you're being frustrated in an area, if you're finding that you're being blocked, you make a choice. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And you make a choice. You know what? No. I'm not responding to that. I'm going to carve out an extra 15 minutes or a half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour, whatever you have time. I'm going to pray more. And I'm not going to let that frustrate me.
Amen.
But I'm going to let the power of God work in me. You know, the devil will work through people, you know. And people will do what? Frustrate you. You know, we don't want to, it's going to make it real, right? See, because if you yield to him, you'll be a frustration to somebody. But we're to do what? Live at peace with one another. See, when you are spiritually minded, you will have life and peace. And you'll be at peace with one another. See, sometimes we get frustrated and we get pulled over and start being carnal minded about it. So don't let the devil frustrate you. Push into God.
Amen.
That's faith right there. You say, you know what, God? You've been moving on my heart. I'm moving.
Amen.
I'm not letting that frustrate me, even though it may be. But I'm not going to let it. It didn't say that you weren't frustrated, but you're not letting it frustrate you. See, we have a choice there, don't we? Don't let something frustrate you. Didn't mean that you weren't getting frustrated over it, but just don't let it frustrate you.
Amen.
Things come from the outside. Situations happen. But when it starts to, you go, you know what? No. I have a choice right then. I can either let it frustrate me, or I can begin to just bless the situation. Speak words of life in that situation. That's what the church is supposed to do. Take the word of God so that what? God is looking for a people that his covenant can be what? Established.
Amen.
Here in this earth.
Amen.
So he's looking for us that when we get confronted with something and we begin to feel frustrated about it, begin to speak life, 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 life. Speak words of life in that situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let the devil frustrate the purposes of God in your life. Don't let him. You choose. You decide. You know, when you think about it, David could have let Saul frustrate him. Man, he was ready to kill him. And when David started to say, "Don't worry, king, I'll take care of it," he said, "You're too small, you're puny, you can't, how can you go out against that?" He's speaking doubt and unbelief to him. But he was what? Convinced and persuaded. He could have yielded and let those words frustrate the purposes of God in him, the confidence, the trust. He could have let those words, don't let words spoken by others frustrate and hinder your trust in God. If God has put something in your heart and it's burning, you move in that direction. Don't let words from people frustrate you and frustrate the desires in your heart. You step out. That's what God is saying. Step up and step out. And I'm more desirous of God, and I'm desiring that in you, that God move and you burn with a desire to seek him. And you move in that direction, and the things that kind of get in the way and kind of frustrate that, you just, I'm believing that God is giving you clarity of mind to not be confused, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened so that you would know what is the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in him. You'll know it. You'll see it. And you go, nah. No, 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 no. I'm going here. And I'm not being frustrated. I have a purpose in God. And I'm sticking with it. Amen? Hallelujah. You see, I believe this, that as we move closer and closer and closer to that prize that God has, either in your life or this ministry, there are going to be roadblocks, things that just kind of move in to frustrate that. But you've got to be so convinced that you spot it and say, nope, we're going right through. We're going over. Hallelujah. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is good. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We're the redeemed. Don't let life's circumstances frustrate the purposes that he's put in your heart. Come up and step out. Come up higher. That's what he's saying. Come up higher. Seek me with all of your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for these short time we have together where we've knitting our hearts together. Hallelujah. In faith, in love, in unity. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Hallelujah. You know, let me just share this. This is something that I was sharing with Pastor Greg Turn over to let me just find that scripture here a moment. Something that Mother Dupree was sharing. I'm not saying I have a direction to teach this, but something that the Spirit of God kind of prompted me. I was getting ready in the morning, and let me just get over here a second. It's in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. You can turn there for a moment. And sometimes what I was saying, and you can read this here for yourself. We're all very familiar with this scripture. Romans chapter 8 verse 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" And then, of course, it goes on. But that word "separate us" exploded off the page the other morning. I was just kind of getting ready, and I was listening to a tape as I was getting ready, just some scripture verses being read, and that scripture was read. And I said, "Oh, my God," the Holy Ghost revealed that and said, tied in with what Mother Dupree was sharing Thursday night about unity. And that word "separate us" hit me. Now, yes, this is talking about who shall separate us from the love of God. But that word "separate" jumped off, and I said, "Who shall separate us?" And I thought, where the body of Christ is hooked together in the love of God, who shall separate the body of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall peril, or the sword? No. See, when the church walks in love and they come together, who shall separate it? No one. Certainly not the devil. And that's why he fights so much to frustrate through people in church and in leadership. And what do you got? Well, I got my group. We got our group. Are you of Paul? Are you of this group? Are you of Church of God in Christ? Are you a Word of Faith? Are you over here Seventh-day Adventist? Are you Baptist? Stop that foolishness. Right. See, when we come together in love, who shall separate this church of the living God? See, and man, that exploded in me, because yes, everyone may have a different doctrine, whatever, but if we've been washed by the blood of Jesus, and we name Jesus as Lord, and we have the Holy Ghost living and abiding within, see, we have to choose to walk in love. We have to choose to walk in love. Faith works by love. So if faith is working by love, who shall separate us from one another? See, that's John 13, 34, and 35. See, you need to walk in love.
Amen.
And God is beginning to knit together people of precious faith. See, I remember, you know, going down to the National Religious Broadcasters meetings years ago with Pastor Sarah Clinton. And I remember them saying, you know, you just find, yeah, they may believe a little something different here or there, but you find something that you all can believe about. One thing you can believe about is Jesus. You can believe about the blood of Jesus. We have some things in common. We have the same Father. We have the same Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You got a song over here? No, you don't have a song. Nah. He don't have a song. He's songed out. All right. Amen. Did you get anything? Amen. We got a lot today. I don't even need to ask that question, because the Spirit of God moved in, knitted our hearts, we worship, and we hear a little word, and we're going to go out, and we're going to walk victorious this week, overcoming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're already overcomers, but we're going to act like it. We're going to live it. So when I come up against a little obstacle, I go, out of my way, you uncircumcised Philistine. Yeah. Cut your head off. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I think that's it. We all finished? Yes, sir. Okay. All right.